some hog meat, and bought peas, beans, and beef. And I believe Gene, the fellow who lived on the place, brought two big rabbits and put all that and stewed it together.
Mm-hmm.
And ate that. We used a wash pot for that. We'd use a wash pot for a lot of times making a spray. I used a time or two heating the water up to make a Bordeaux mixture. That's a mixture that we use to spray watermelons and cantaloupe, keeping them from having the wilt. For a time here, we had a rice mark time of a wilt.
Don't you try this?
Okay.
And
what do you call that stuff again that cures it?
Bordeaux.
Bordeaux?
Yeah, Bordeaux, whichever way you want to pronounce it.
Hmm.
Mixture.
Mm-hmm. Bordeaux mixture.
How do you spell that, do you know?
B-O-R-D-E-A-U-X.
It's a French word?
Mm-hmm.
This, you fix your water of this compound and this over here, and you had to deport. We'd use pots, you see, if it needed the water warmer. You didn't want cold or real hot water.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd make this mixture here, this water, and this over here, and put it together. You didn't have a Bordeaux mixture.
Mm-hmm.
But if you pour it together, let it pour down in a stream about, say, 3 foot, the air got into it and aerated it and made the mixture. Without pouring it in the air, you had no mixture.
Gee.
Oh, I didn't know that.
There's lots of things like that I learned something nearly every day about some little something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't think of one. There's something of this week about cooking that I come on to, but right now I'm blank on it.
Mm. Well, talking about cooking, what would you call something on the stove that you would use to boil water for tea?
There's different things you use. You use a kettle, which you call a tea kettle.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those are made out of aluminum or some kind of metal, and some of them was made out of iron.
Mm-hmm.
Usually we call that iron kettle a water kettle.
Mm-hmm.
But you could make anything. I used to use that to boil eggs in.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, boil them in that, then take your spoon and dip them out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you call eggs when they're cooked out of the shell in boiling water?
Wait a minute now.
Crack them and then let them fall into the water? Or you might have a little cup over the boiling water.
That's poached eggs, and there's three ways of that. You can put a spoon under them. Big spoon at a whole egg and poach it.
Uh-huh, I never heard of that one.
Or you can have those little, I've got a regular little pot that has three places up here. Well, I had two. I had one that was a kind of a broad V shape, not square triangle, but it was rounded, you know, pointed.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had one that had three was round in it. And what does that?
I'm supposed to have this up, this bag.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
So I'll just do it right now.
Did you ever hear the wash pot called a kettle?
In the Bible, and an old saying is a pot calling the kettle black.
Yeah, and they're the same thing. Is that what that means?
Mm-hmm.
Both of them black.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's you.